Tom, please can you put the lists on the screen? Thank you. Now, I've made up several lists, and in each list there's an odd one out. And I'd like the youngsters to tell me which is the odd one out, and if they can't work it out, perhaps the grown-ups will help. Yes, what's the odd one out? A? You? No, I'm afraid not. No, yes. T, why is that? It's not a vowel, it's a consonant. That's right, yes. Next one, please, Tom. Right, which is the odd one out and why? There. Yes? No, no. Yes, Jack. The second one. Why is that? No, it's spelt correctly, but you've got the right answer. The second one, gram, is a metric measurement. The others are imperial measurements. Jack, it's what people as old as me grew up with. Imperial measurements. Ounces, pounds, stones. Next one, please, Tom. Right, which is the odd month out? Luke. No. Yes? No. Yes. No. Well, it's June. Anyone tell me why? Yes. It has only 30 days. The rest have 31. Right. Which is the odd country out there? Yes, at the back. I can't hear, sorry. Brazil, yes, correct. And why is that? It's not in Europe, correct. It's in South America. Yep, next one, please, Tom. Right, which is the odd one out there? Catherine. A P, yes, and why is that? Can you speak up, please? Correct. A P is a vegetable and the others are all fruits. Next one, please, Tom. Which is the odd one out there? Yes. Lion. Well, yes, that's true. All the others are in farms and the lion isn't. That's true. Also, the lion is carnivorous. It eats other animals and all the rest are herbivores. They eat things like grass. Yeah. Next, please, Tom. Which is the odd one out there? Yes, the young nylon, very good, yes. And why is that? Man-made, correct, yes. It's a man-made fibre. All the others are natural fibres. Next, please, Tom. Which is the odd sport out there? Yes. No. Why do you think hockey? Well, a golf you'd use a stick, wouldn't you? Yeah. It's golf, correct? Why is that? In. Yeah, I think I know what you mean, yeah. The other three are usually, they're team games. Golf is usually an individual game, yeah. Right, next one. Which is the odd flower out? Yes. Yeah. Shout it out. Rose, that's correct, yes. Do you know why? Yeah? Well, they all grow in the garden, but the rose is in the summer, and it's a bush. The others are in the spring, and they're from a bulb. Right. Football teams, which is the odd one out now? Surely, lads, you can get this. Yeah?
South End United.
Correct. And why is that?
Because they're not in the Premier League.
They're not. South End isn't in the Premier League. Yes, all the others are. Correct. Next one, please, Tom. So, which is the odd one out there? Right, yes? Correct. Yes. Why is that?
It's
in the Old Testament, and the others are in the New Testament. Next, please, Tom. What's the odd one out there? Yes. Yeah. No. No. Catherine. Rain, correct. Do you know why? You'll have to shout out. I'm a bit old and a bit deaf, so you'll have to shout out. The others are frozen and rain isn't. Yeah. Next one, Tom. Which is the odd place out? London, why? Yes? Yes. No, no, no. Yes? Cheltenham. Yes, that's right. Any, do you know why? Well, Cheltenham's a town, the others are cities. Next, please, Tom. And what's the odd one out there? Yes. Seven, and why is that? Correct. Seven's an odd number, the others are even. Next, please, Tom. What's the odd one out there? At the back. Sorry, I've been missing you. No, it's not level. This is a difficult one. Yeah? Tenet. No, it's not tenet. Yes? It's not deed either. It's wide. Do you know why wide is the odd one out? I'm sure the adults will have worked it out. Go on, Tom, tell us. That's right. Wide is the only one which doesn't say the same spelt backwards. So if you level, deed and tenet, backwards and forwards are the same. Right, the final one. Now, what's the odd one out there in those books of the Bible? Yes.
Nehemiah.
No, no. Yes. Ruth. Yeah, that's right. And why is it Ruth? Don't know. Well, the others are after the names of men, and Ruth, of course, was a woman. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. In all those lists, there was an odd one out. There was one that didn't fit in. And when we read the Bible, we also find that there are people in the Bible who, because of what they said and believed and did, became different to other people because of their faith in God and their allegiance to God. What they did was different. Now, I'm going to say one or two names, and perhaps you can tell me what they did that made them a little bit different. Noah. So what did Noah do? Yes. He built an ark, didn't he? Yes. Yeah. And the other people, friends and neighbours, thought he was foolish building an ark, but Noah knew a flood was coming. How about Daniel? What did Daniel do? And what was the consequence, yeah?
The king wanted these people to worship statues, but then Daniel didn't want to, so he got thrown in the den of lions.
Exactly right, yes. Daniel refused to worship the Babylonian king's statue, and he prayed to his own God, our God. And because he stood out, he was thrown into a den of lions, yeah? Very good. How about Stephen in the New Testament? What did Stephen do and what happened to him? Well, sure, the adults will be able to tell us, won't they? He was stoned, yes. But why was he stoned? That's right, Marion. He proclaimed the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and the Jewish authorities didn't like it, and they stoned him to death. How about the Apostle Paul? What did he do that made him unpopular with most people? Yep.
He got blinded by God's light.
He was made blind, yes. But what I was looking for was Paul too proclaimed the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Many people thought he was a fool. He was put into prison and he may have been martyred. So Paul was an odd one out as well. And so with these people, they did something that was different. They didn't want to be different, but they wanted to be faithful to God. And that meant that they did different things. They didn't find what they did was easy, but they decided it was right to go God's way and God would vindicate them. And in our reading from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says to his followers, he said, "Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and say evil things about you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad because a rich reward awaits you in heaven." And remember, they persecuted the prophets as well. And so sometimes we'll be called to stand out for our Christian faith, to be different. And that's not easy, because we like to be popular, we like to be one of the crowd. But there may come a time when we've got to be different, and because of that, we may be mocked or receive hostility or be unpopular. But when the time comes, would you And would I be ready to be different for the sake of Jesus Christ? That's a challenge the gospel gives to us. Tom, thanks for all your help with that talk, and thanks to everyone who answered or tried to answer the questions. Thank you.